whatever is in the heavens and the earth sings the praises of God. He is almighty and all-wise. It is he who drove those among the people of the book who refused to believe from their homes for the first confrontation. You did not think that they would go away, and they imagined that their forts would protect them against God. But God came upon them from where they did not suspect and filled their hearts with terror, so that they destroyed their homes with their own hands or were destroyed by the hands of believers. So take heed, O men of sight. Had God not decreed the expulsion for them, he would have punished them in this world, and in the next the punishment of hell would have been theirs. For they had opposed God and his apostle, and whosoever opposes God, then God is severe in retribution. The palm trees that you cut down or left standing intact was by God's dispensation, so that he might disgrace the transgressors. You did not charge with horse or camel for whatever spoils God gave his apostle from them. In any case, God gives authority to his apostle over whomsoever he please. God has power over everything. Whatever booty God gives to his apostle from the people of the cities is for God and his apostle, the near relations, the orphans, the needy and wayfarers, so that it does not concentrate in the hands of those who are rich among you. Accept what the apostle gives you, and refrain from what he forbids, and take heed for yourself and fear God. Surely God is severe of retribution. The spoils are also for the poor emigrants who were deprived of their homes and possessions, and are seeking the bounty and protection of God, and are helping God and his apostle. They are the ones who are true of word and deed. Those who came to the city, and to faith before them, love those who take refuge with them, and do not feel for themselves any need for what is given them, and give them preference over themselves, even if they are indigent. Whoever preserves himself from his own greed will be prosperous. And the spoils are for those who came after them, who say, O Lord, forgive us and our brothers who came to faith before us, and do not put a grudge in our hearts against those who believe, O Lord, you are compassionate and kind. Have you never considered the hypocrites? They say to their brethren among the people of the book who do not believe, if you are driven out we shall go with you, and will not listen to anyone in what concerns you, and if there is war against you, we shall aid you. But God is witness they are liars. If they are driven out, they will not go with them, and if they are attacked, they will not aid them. And even if they aided them, they will turn their backs, then they will not be helped. Surely they have greater fear of you in their hearts than of God, because they do not understand. They will not fight you in a body except in fortified cities, or from behind the walls. Their enmity among themselves is great. You think they are united, but divided are their hearts. That is because these people are devoid of sense, like those who had tasted the gravity of their actions a little before them. There is a grievous punishment for them. They are, like Satan who says to man, do not believe. And when he becomes a disbeliever, he says, I have nothing to do with you. I fear God, the Lord of all the worlds. Both of them will end up in hell, where they will abide forever. This is the punishment for the wicked. O you who believe, be fearful of God. Let each soul consider what it has sent of good deeds in advance for the morrow, and fear God. Surely God is aware of what you do. And be not like those who have forgotten God, so that God has made them forget themselves. Such are the reprobates. Alike are not the inmates of hell and the residents of paradise. The men of paradise will be felicitous. If we had sent down this current to a mountain, you would have seen it turn desolate and split into two for fear of God. We offer these examples to men, that they may think and reflect. He is God. There is no God but He, the knower of the unknown and the known. He is the benevolent, ever merciful. He is God. There is no God but He, the King, the Holy, the Preserver, Protector, Guardian, the Strong, the Powerful, Omnipotent. Far too exalted is God for what they associate with Him. He is God, the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner. His are all the names beautiful. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth sings his praises. He is almighty and all-wise.